Now, the term supergroup gets thrown around a lot lately, and yes, I'm looking at you, Banquet, but I would not hesitate to describe my guests as a supergroup of some of the finest and best-loved Australian singer-songwriters. Hannah Crofts, Georgia Mooney, Alana Stone, Katie Whiten, or is there known in collective form, All Our Exes Live in Texas? Guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Nick.
You got
like
all the names right.
I'd like to congratulate you, first off. That's the first time anyone's ever gotten our band name right.
What do people say?
All the other things.
We don't want to tell you what the other things are that people say because we don't want to confuse anything.
Please don't confuse it. Please don't confuse it. We play you enough that I'm sure everyone listening knows your name.
That's lovely of you to say.
Well, we'll find out the hard way when people call up and say, what were those guys called? I'd love to go and see them. They were great. Look, it's been a huge year for you guys because, of course, debut album, When We Fall, launched March 3. And I think pretty much 2 weeks later, you were at South by Southwest. That is huge. What crowdfunding an album, what was that like?
It was amazing. We were totally overwhelmed by the response. We surpassed our initial goal by quite a lot, which was totally, amazing. But we did kind of go crazy on the extra gifts.
What were the extra rewards? Gifts? What were the rewards?
Well, Nick, they were... I'm doing quite a lot of embroidery at the present time.
Lovely.
Not right here, under the table actually. and we've got to write some songs for people, some personal songs. We're even writing a song about someone's cow. And
you make some big promises.
Every time we talk about the things that we have to do, it fills me with a sense of kind of fear because I'm scared that at some point someone is going to send an email that's like, where the hell is my song about my cow? I'm mad. Give it to me.
Well, it's the kind of thing that you need quickly.
Have you guys seen photos of the cow?
Yes, it's called GP and it stands for Giant Pet. And it's this lovely lady and her husband that live in Fish Creek and she's just delightful. But first she wanted me to write a song about her and her husband. And it's a fascinating story. She told me the whole story. He'd never had a girlfriend before. He was 40 when they met. She'd had three husbands and her life was a bit of a mess. And anyway, they fell in love and rah, rah, rah. But then she wrote back and said, actually, can you not write it about Neil? Can you write it about my pet cow?
Well, yeah.
Look, I have to ask, what sort of cow? Is it a Guernsey, Paul Hereford, Jersey?
Oh, excuse me, Nick.
I wish you just wanted to show off your cow expertise.
I spent too long in an agricultural high school.
Would we say too long?
I do have a favourite cow, but I've just blanked. It's the one with the white midriff. Belted Galloway. She knows.
How do you know what Alana's favourite cow is?
We have spent so much time together, Nick. Let me tell you.
I know that Katie's least favourite bird is the crow.
I feel like that's very harsh towards the crow.
Are you serious?
Crows are cool.
Yeah, they are assholes.
I feel like we're getting off track.
Sorry. Yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right, Nick.
Our album is about crows, so it's actually not off track.
Yeah, and cows.
And cows.
South by Southwest, you guys got quite a big rap from there, and I know that sort of NPR were hyping you guys up. There was a lot of kind of overseas excitement about you guys arriving.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, it is lovely. No, it's really nice because it's like there's 30,000 people in one space and it's really hard to know if you're like if people are hearing or if people are coming to shows and enjoying it or
there's more than that. There's like hundreds of thousands of people in Austin for South by.
It's insane. So to actually get any kind of media or people saying nice things about you feels really special.
Because to get the cut through means you've actually done an amazing job with it.
Yeah.
Our first gig there was in a taco restaurant, so it felt like we weren't making heaps of impact, but then they kind of got better as we went along.
Was it in Austin's best taco restaurant, though?
I doubt it.
No, I don't think so. The tacos were good, but the tacos were good across the board, I must say.
Awesome. The tacos were good, but tacos were good
across the board.
Okay, let's talk tour because you guys are about to embark on what looks like the craziest tour I've ever seen because you're in New South Wales.
My God, we did not get the memo.
You're in New South Wales, like, I think the 10th of June.
Sorry, that's real.
Newcastle, 10th of June. Cronulla, 16th of June. Then Katoomba on the 17th and the 18th. Then you take a little bit of a break and suddenly starting at SA, you loop your way around the country again.
Yeah, man.
There's this thing called a plane, and you can just get on one, and they take you to the place. No, it's true. It is a bit weird.
It is a bit of a weird
to go
one.
The scenic route.
But it's going to be fun, I think, because you're supporting some incredible names, including one of my favourites, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that. Yeah, we have supported some awesome bands, and we've been very lucky. Recently, we went to the States and supported Midnight Oil, which I could never in my wildest dreams have imagined that that's what would happen one day for me, playing the accordion, supporting Midnight Oil. It's the most bizarre thing I can think
More
of.
Exciting than Backstreet Boys?
Well, for me, yes, because the 80s is really my ilk. But for the other girls, the Backstreet Boys was the peak of their existence, I think. So, yeah, it was. They were both incredible times.
Both great boy bands.
Both great boy bands.
Never thought of Midnight Oil as a boy band.
Yeah, well, they're as much of a boy band as we are a girl band.
This makes as much sense as anything I've heard so far in this entire interview. I love it very much.
Yeah.
Guys, I know you're going to play a couple of tracks, so we'll end it there. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute, absolute pleasure. Hannah, Georgia, Alana and Katie, thank you.
Thank you, Nick.